Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now News for Thursday, June 4th. Tuesday is National Cheese Day, which means if anything in tonight's newscast sounds a little cheesy, I'm not apologizing. I'm simply honoring the holiday, all right? Coming up tonight, we've got the latest on the Sage Fire near Olancha. Northern Inyo Healthcare District and CEO Christian Wallace receiving recognition from Senator Marie Alvarado Gill. Summer resources at the Inyo County Free Library. Live music returning to Cardinal Village Resort. Saracoso Library Workshops. Access Mammoth's upcoming inclusion training. Concerns over the California Library Parks Pass program. Yosemite entering fire season. CPR and AED awareness, and your community calendar. Today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast is brought to you by Peak IV Regenerative Medicine and Hydration in Mammoth Lakes. Whether you're adjusting to altitude, recovering after a big day outside, trying to stay hydrated, looking for an energy boost, or just trying to feel a little more human after the mountains have reminded you who's in charge, Peak IV offers IV therapy, booster shots, hydration support, and wellness services built for life in the High Sierra. All right, let's get into it. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. Well, just a quick reminder, election updates will be coming tonight, later this evening. So we will have something for you tomorrow morning. But if you're interested tonight, go to easternsierranow.com. We'll have the updates as they come out for you. A reported vegetation fire designated the Sage Fire broke out along Highway 395 near Olancha around 1:37 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon. The fire was initially reported by CAL FIRE as 5 acres with rapid rate of spread and structure threat. Smoke impacted Highway 395 in both directions. The fire grew to 10 acres with a wind shift and a moderate rate of speed, and within the hour grew to 30 acres. 2 fixed-wing air tankers and a helicopter worked on the fire during the afternoon. Forward spread was stopped at 2:40 p.m. Later that evening, the size of the fire was revised to be 24.25 acres, per the National Interagency Fire Center. By 7:40 p.m., the fire was 25% contained. Around 10:40 a.m. on Wednesday morning, the fire was 50% contained. Northern Inyo Healthcare District and its Chief Executive Officer, Christian Wallace, were recently recognized by State Senator Marie Alvarado Gill for their leadership and service and committed to healthcare across the Eastern Sierra. The presentations were made May 23rd during the 2026 Bishop Mule Days celebration festivities. One certificate honored Northern Inyo Healthcare District for its 80 years of service to the community. A second recognized Wallace for his leadership and efforts to strengthen healthcare access and sustainability throughout the region. In the recognition presented to NIHD, the California State Senate acknowledged the district's long history of compassionate care and community service since its founding in 1946. The certificate noted the district's growth from modest beginnings into a 10-acre healthcare campus serving the Owens Valley and surrounding Eastern Sierra communities. It also recognized the dedication of generations of caregivers, staff, volunteers, and leadership who have helped keep quality healthcare close to home. Wallace was recognized for more than 30 years of healthcare leadership and experience spanning military, veterans affairs, and private healthcare systems. The Senate certificate recognized his work leading efforts to strengthen Northern Inyo Healthcare's district financially, improve patient access, support workforce development, and build long-term sustainability for rural healthcare services. It also acknowledged his role in the helping bring regional healthcare organizations together to address challenges facing rural hospitals while expanding specialty care partnerships and improving services for residents throughout the Eastern Sierra. "It is truly an honor to receive this recognition," Wallace said. "This acknowledgement really belongs to the entire Northern Inyo Healthcare District team, our employees, providers, volunteers, board of directors, and community partners. Rural healthcare only works when people come together with a shared commitment to caring for their communities, and I'm proud to be part of that work here in the Eastern Sierra." Northern Inyo Healthcare District Board Chair Melissa Best Baker said the recognition reflects the work of many people across the organization and community. "We are grateful to Senator Alvarado Gill for recognizing both our district and Christian," Best Baker said. "Healthcare in rural communities comes with unique challenges, but it also comes with incredible dedication from the people who serve here. This recognition honors not only our history, but also the continued work happening every day to care for our patients and strengthen healthcare access across the Eastern Sierra. Summer's a great time to check in on Inyo County's free library and check out what they have to offer. What resources are available to you? Well, there's summer reading programs for kids, free Wi-Fi and ebooks, printing and scanning, a growing library of things, including a home energy audit, induction cook sets, blood pressure monitors, and garden seeds, audio, CD, Blu-ray, and DVDs. Children under 18 can even get their own library card. A parent or guardian just needs to sign the library card application in person at a local branch. Visit your local Inyo County Free Library branch and bring a piece of mail for proof of local address and a photo ID. All cards are only issued to local Inyo County residents. Get a library card and start reading and more today. Live Music Sundays returns to Cardinal Village Resort this weekend. Join them Sunday, June 7th from 12 to 3 p.m. as they kick off another incredible summer season with Bishop Local's Squid Eye bringing their signature bluegrass jams to the mountain. They've got a jam-packed lineup ahead featuring Cardinal favorites and some exciting new faces each Sunday all summer long. As always, admission is free. The cafe will be serving up their delicious lunch menu fresh off the grill, and good times, well, they're guaranteed. At 8,500 feet, the sun is strong and seating is limited. So be sure to bring sun protection, a blanket or camp chairs, and of course, your dancing shoes. Are you a student in need of help with research, APA citations, or finding scholarly sources? Join the Saracoso Library's Zoom workshops this summer. These one-hour sessions are designed to help students succeed with papers, projects, and finals. Ask questions and get expert help from a librarian. Workshop dates are June 17th, July 1st, July 15th, and July 29th, from 7 to 8 p.m. each day. The workshop is only open to students with an active college email. For more details, visit saracoso.edu/library. Feeling a little drained? Maybe that mammoth altitude hit harder than your morning espresso. Whether you're recovering from a big adventure or, let's be honest, a big night out, Peak IV Therapy in Mammoth Lakes has your back and your hydration levels. They offer IV drips, vitamin boosts, and treatment designed to help you bounce back faster than your group chat after a powder day. Plus, it's not just for recovery. Peak IV can help with energy, immunity, altitude sickness, or even that midweek I'm running on fumes feeling. Think of it as your mammoth recharge station, because let's face it, the mountains don't wait for anyone. Peak IV therapy, feeling better faster. Book your drip, get your boost, and get back to doing what you came here for, living your peak life. Access Mammoth is inviting anyone interested in creating a more inclusive community to attend a free inclusion workshop with Kat Landau on Saturday, June 13th from 1:15 to 4:15 at the Mammoth Community Center. The workshop is open to the public and designed to provide practical tools, insights, and real-world strategies for building more welcoming and inclusive spaces for people of all abilities. Led by a disability advocate, educator, and inclusion consultant, Kat Landau, the interactive session will explore disability awareness, inclusive communication, accessibility best practices, and how individuals and organizations can help remove barriers to participation in recreation, education, workplaces, and community life. The training is ideal for volunteers and prospective volunteers, nonprofit and community organization staff, recreation and hospitality professionals, educators and coaches, healthcare and social service providers, local business, community members interested in creating a more inclusive Eastern Sierra. Participants do not need to be current Access Mammoth volunteers to attend. Access Mammoth provides adaptive recreation opportunities that empower people of all ages and abilities to experience the outdoors through skiing, snowboarding, mountain biking, paddling, and other year-round programs. The organization is committed to building a community where access and inclusion are at the heart of every experience. Registration is encouraged. Community members can register by contacting Petra at pgordon@accessmammoth.org. And find out more about volunteering at accessmammoth.org/volunteer. The California State Library Parks Pass program is at risk, and the California State Parks Foundation is asking for your voice. Through your local library, the Library Parks Pass lets any library card holder check out a free vehicle day use pass to visit more than 200 California state parks. No cost, no barriers, just a library card. Since its launch, the program has grown from 5,000 passes to 33,000 passes statewide because Californians want it and need it. The Assembly budget plan does not include funding for one of California's most effective tools for equitable park access. Cutting this program would move California backwards on its own commitments to connecting people to the outdoors. The final budget deadline is June 15th. Email your state legislators today and tell them to restore the Library Pass program. Take action now at calparks.org/savelibrarypass. Yosemite National Park officials have announced the start of the 2026 fire season. Warm and breezy conditions have begun to dry vegetation and timber litter in the park. As summertime temperatures and humidities rise, afternoon thunderstorms at high elevations and increased visitor activities create a recipe for possible wildfires. Fire restrictions are not yet in place at Yosemite, but we can always play a role in preventing human-caused wildfires. Avoid parking over dry grass. Hot vehicle parts can ignite vegetation. Follow all fire rules, regulations, and restrictions when they are put in place. Fire restrictions may change as the season progresses and are posted online. Use only designated fire rings and barbecue grills for wood and charcoal campfires. Portable stoves that use gas, liquid fuel, or propane are always permitted, even when fire restrictions are in place. Never leave campfires unattended and always keep ample water nearby in case you need to extinguish a fire quickly. Drown, stir, and feel. Campfires that aren't fully extinguished can reignite on their own. Always douse your fire with water. Stir the coals and feel for lingering heat from a safe distance, of course, before leaving the area. Fireworks are always prohibited inside Yosemite National Park. Do not smoke on trails, in vegetated areas, or within 25 feet of any building. Smoke only in designated areas and dispose of cigarette butts in proper receptacles. If you see smoke in the park that is not part of a planned prescribed burn, report it immediately. Call 911 and provide as many details as possible, including location, size, smoke, color, and whether anyone is in danger. During CPR and AED Awareness Week, NIHD encourages our community to learn life-saving skills to help save a friend, neighbor, spouse, or child in a cardiac emergency. About 70% of cardiac arrests happen at home, which means the person who needs help most could be someone you love. Knowing CPR and how to use an AED can make a life-saving difference before emergency responders arrive. Together, we can build a stronger, safer, and healthier Eastern Sierra community. Well, for the obits, a celebration of life for Wayne Cox will be held at Bishop Country Club Golf Course on Saturday, June 6th at noon. Please join friends and family for a luncheon to honor a life well lived. Bring your favorite stories to share about Wayne. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine, because local events are always better when you can build your plans around good barbecue. Whether you're heading to a market, trail project, live music, bingo night, or just need a solid reason to stop in Big Pine, Copper Top Barbecue brings the smoke, the flavor, and the kind of meal that belongs on every calendar. The farm-to-table market returns tonight from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Bishop United Methodist Church, presented by Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh. The market is free and features food, local makers, live music, and more. Several local organizations are hosting volunteer trail maintenance projects for National Trails Day on Saturday. Join Mammoth Lakes and the Inyo National Forest at the Sherwin Meadows Trailhead at 9 a.m. or join Friends of Inyo and the Humboldt-Toyabe National Forest at Annette's Mono Village at 9 a.m. Sierra Summer Nights launches in Mammoth Lakes at Mammoth Creek Park on June 11th. The all-ages community event will feature local artisan vendors, food trucks, Blue Heron local produce, live music from 6 to 8 p.m., cornhole games, and complimentary access to the Mammoth Rec Zone from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Friday night markets will be held on Academy Street in Bishop on June 12th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. The market will feature local crafters, artists, food trucks, and live music. Market parking is available behind Academy on Church Street. Bishop Elks Lodge 1603 is hosting a Flag Day celebration at Elks Park on June 14th at 12:30 p.m. Celebrate Flag Day with the Bishop community. They'll have a flag ceremony, barbecue, hot dogs, games, and more. Volunteer Eastern Sierra Not Your Grandma's Bingo returns on Tuesday, June 16th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Warming Hut in Mammoth. Happy hour runs from 3 to 5 p.m. Registration starts at 5 p.m. and bingo starts at 6. Mono County Search and Rescue will receive all proceeds. Come to support their life-saving efforts and have a rollicking good time. Eastern Sierra Land Trust is hosting their annual pollinator mixer at their Bishop office on Wednesday, June 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. Celebrate National Pollinator Week and kick off the summer while enjoying beverages, appetizers, and mingling with friends. That's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Thursday, June 4th. Thanks for listening and for staying connected with what's happening across Inyo and Mono counties. And thank you again to Peak IV Regenerative Medicine and Hydration in Mammoth Lakes for sponsoring today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast. Eastern Sierra Now news airs on KIBS KBOV every weekday at 7 a.m., noon, and 5. For everything in between, find us at easternsierranow.com, on the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, on social media, and of course, on YouTube. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great night. Stay fire aware, support local, and remember, on National Cheese Day, the only wrong choice is pretending you're just having a little.